Well, I guess the first thing that I need to do is to apologize for shouting out when I shouldn't have done during the puppet show. I always get a bit overexcited when there are puppets. But it was also because I suddenly realized it is only 3.5 weeks to Sam's birthday. And a wise husband does not forget these things and needs time to prepare. It seemed to me that Declan and Jessica were very happy puppets when they discovered that they both could win. And it taught us a very important lesson about God's grace. But it also showed us just how counterintuitive it is. There are deeply ingrained competitive instincts within all of us, and which we saw exhibited by our friends. Sometimes it seems that we are even keener on other people losing than we are on winning ourselves. Later this summer, there's going to be a World Cup, and there are going to be significant parts of the United Kingdom who will support anybody apart from England in that World Cup. We want to win, it seems, and we struggle to realize that actually we can all win. And sometimes we don't win by our own efforts, but because of a free gift, and that is what grace is all about. Paul wrote to the Ephesians in the Bible reading that we heard earlier, and he's all about the grace. And he points out another form of foolishness. He points out in verse 3 that acting just the way we wish does have consequences. It may be natural to follow our own desires, but it is also dangerous. We're not built to be individuals. We are built for community. We are built to be together, and we have to think about other people and their needs, not just our own needs. God tells us that we have to love our neighbors. And I'm pleased to see all the young people here this morning, because I know that they've all made a promise when they joined their organizations to do their duty to God and to their country and to help other people. And it is so important. And yet, of course, we know that it's not easy, and we know that we mess up. We know that we need saving sometimes from the results of our actions. No one understood that better than St. Paul. He had tried very hard as a young man to get it right, studied the law that the Jews had from God, and tried to get every detail of it right. And yet he got it so wrong. So wrong that actually he ended up holding the coats of those who were stoning a man to death. Like Paul, we are the same. There's no way that we should logically be able to escape God's righteous anger for all that we do wrong. We're in a bad position. It's as bad as if we were 1-0 down after the home leg of the semi-final of the playoffs. Hope may seem not to be there, but our God is amazing and gracious. And Paul points that out in this reading. Again, he understood it more than anyone. He had met God, met Jesus on the Damascus Road, turned his life around completely, even though he didn't deserve it. He was saved by God's free gift of grace, not by anything that he did himself. And the same is true for us. And it's not just that we're given a second chance. It's actually so much more than that. Does anyone know what day it was last Thursday? I'm hearing whispers. Yeah. Indeed, it was Ascension Day, the day when the Christian church remembers Jesus returning to be with his Father in heaven, to sit upon the throne. You probably can't see it for the screen, but come and have a look at the end. We have a stained glass window at the east end of the church there. And at the very top, at its very pinnacle, we can see Jesus sitting enthroned in heavenly splendor with everything under his feet, the ruler over all. And in verse 6 of the reading we had, Paul says something truly amazing. He says that just as Jesus shared in our humanity, so we will share in his highest place. That is amazing. And it's hard to comprehend. We may have come to terms with the fact that an American will suddenly become a princess in our royal family next week. But do we understand that we will also be royalty? That we will sit with Jesus on high? It doesn't matter what we've done in the past. It doesn't matter how much we think we've achieved. It doesn't matter how many badges there are on the sleeves of our uniforms, or whether we're just about to become a chief scout or a queen's guide. We're no more important than the youngest beaver or rainbow. We're all given this free gift by God, if we're willing to accept it. We're not saved by our good works, but we are saved for good works. God's grace should flow through us to other people. And that's why we always should try and tune in to what it is that God's doing and see how he might want us to join in. That's why, as a church, we've recently been reading Mark's Gospel together. That's why, in this period between the Ascension and next Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, we're joining in with Christians around the world in the Thy Kingdom Come endeavor, where we're stopping to pray intentionally every day in a particular way, saying the Lord's Prayer at 12 o'clock every day, praying for 5 other people to come to know Jesus, joining in with all the events that are happening in church, because we think that by reading our Bibles and by praying, we can come closer to the God who is so graceful to us and who wants us to display his grace to other people. So my prayer this morning is that each of us might know God's saving grace, and that just as we have been blessed, we might learn to bless others.